In this bulletin, three men arrested for allegedly preparing a terror act in Melbourne, an inquiry urged into the death of a baby in Queensland, and NRL player Jared Hayne charged over alleged sexual assault. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Child protection advocates are demanding an inquiry as authorities refuse to say what they knew about a baby before she was found dead on a Gold Coast beach. Two Gold Coast residents have claimed they tried months ago to get help for the nine-month-old girl who was reportedly living rough with her homeless parents before she died. A passerby found her body on Monday on a surfer's Paradise Beach in the middle of the night. Her 48-year-old father and 23-year-old mother were located about 5 kilometres away and have been arrested on suspicion of committing an indictable offence. One of the residents says she went to police 2 months ago, fearing for the baby and her toddler brother, who were sleeping outdoors near the beach. Three men, including two brothers, have been charged with terrorism offences over what police allege was an IS-inspired Melbourne plot to kill as many people as possible using at least one semi-automatic rifle. A 30-year-old from Dallas, a 26-year-old from Campbellfield and a 21-year-old from Greenvale were arrested during dawn raids at their homes in the city's northwest that involved more than 200 police. Each has been charged with one count of acting in preparation for or planning of terrorist attacks. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says the three men have been under investigation since March and become much more energised in the past week about activating the plot quickly.
It's our view that whilst a specific location was not finalised, there was a view towards a crowded place, a place where maximum people would be attending to be able to kill, a maximum amount of people as possible.
The Australian Army says it's already made safety changes in an inquest beginning to the death of a soldier during a live fire exercise in the Northern Territory. Private Jason Challis of Geelong was killed at a training area south of Darwin on the 10th of May last year. The 25-year-old was shot in the head during the drill. Speaking outside the Northern Territory Coroner's Court, 1st Brigade Commander Matt Pearce said the Defence Department had provided its own investigation report to the coroner and supported the inquest. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says claims Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman gave the order to kill journalist Kamal Khashoggi are false. Adel Abjuderi's comments were reported in an Arabic-language newspaper interview. News outlets including Reuters reported the CIA's finding over the weekend that it was the Crown Prince who gave the order to kill the dissident journalist in a case that has sparked an international outcry. But the foreign minister says people within the kingdom know that such allegations about the Crown Prince have no basis in truth. The victim of the Bourke Street stabbing attack has been honoured at a state funeral. Thousands gathered to pay tribute to restaurateur Sisto Malaspina at Melbourne St Patrick's Cathedral. Mr Malaspina's son David says his father shared a special bond with the people of Melbourne.
We would often question him as to why he would leave to go to work so early. His simple reply to us was always the same: my customers. He loved his customers and staff, and it would appear that they loved him back.
There have been two separate shootings with fatalities in the United States. Four people have been shot in downtown Denver, with at least one person killed. It came just hours after a gunman fired shots inside a hospital in Chicago's Mercy Hospital. The suspected shooter is now dead, with four people remaining in a critical condition. Emergency room worker Clarence Smith gave this account of what happened.
I was in the ER. We were told that something happened terrible outside, and our first goal was to start getting patients out of the rooms. And I grabbed who I could, took them to safety, and locked them in. And that's when I just heard, you know, the noise from behind the doors and everything.
NRL star Jared Hayne has been charged with aggravated sexual assault. It comes after a 26-year-old woman lodged a complaint to the NRL Integrity Unit earlier this year. Police say the alleged incident occurred on September the 30th at a home in the New South Wales Hunter region after Hayne and the woman met via social media. Hayne is yet to comment on the charge. He has been given conditional bail and is due to appear in court on December the 10th. Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow in Perth. It'll be sunny and 26 degrees. Showers for Adelaide, a top of 17. In Melbourne, showers at times a top of 21. Rain for Hobart and 19 degrees. In Canberra, showers and 25. In Wollongong, a shower or two, 25 degrees there as well. Much the same for Sydney, a top of 28. In Newcastle, a shower or two and 29. In Brisbane, similar weather, 32 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 32. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.